Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online, After Midnight.
By the time they finally settled in to watch the movie, it was later than either of them had planned. Back then, a movie night wasn't something you could just decide on at the last minute. If you wanted to watch something, you had to go out and find it, which usually meant driving across town and hoping the one you wanted hadn't already been rented out. It was part of the routine, though, and it was something she and her daughter had always enjoyed. They would walk the aisles together, picking up cases, reading the backs, putting them back, and starting over until they found something they could both agree on. That night had started the same way, just later than usual. She had worked later than expected, the kind of shift that threw everything off just enough that no one felt like going straight to bed. The younger kids were still awake, restless from having stayed up longer than they should have, and instead of forcing the night back into something responsible, she did what she always did on nights like that. She grabbed something easy for dinner, called the kids, and made a quick trip to the video store before it closed. The store was nearly empty when they got there, the fluorescent lights humming overhead, rows of cases lined up in a way that felt familiar, even if the titles themselves had changed over the years. She and her daughter moved through the aisles slowly, falling into the same rhythm they always had. It should have felt routine. Instead, there was a moment that didn't quite fit. She reached for a case, pulled it down to read the back, and hesitated. It wasn't anything she could point to, nothing about the cover or the description stood out, but the pause was enough that she noticed it. For a second, the small hairs along her arms lifted, and she stood there longer than she meant to, trying to place why. There wasn't an answer. Her daughter stepped up beside her, recognizing the movie right away from something she had heard at school. It was supposed to be good, supposed to be scary. That was enough to settle it, and whatever hesitation had been there faded quickly, replaced by the simple decision to take it home. By the time they checked out and made it back with dinner, the moment already felt like nothing. The younger boys were sent off to another room with their own movie, something lighter, something they wouldn't think twice about later. The house quieted in pieces, the noise separating into smaller pockets instead of filling the whole space. By the time they sat down in the living room, it was close to 11. The dog was already there, moving between them in slow, familiar loops, carrying her favorite toy like she always did at night. She had never paid much attention to the television, reacting occasionally to a sound before settling back into whatever she had been doing. At first, nothing changed. The movie started slowly, building into itself without rushing. The setting was quiet, the kind of quiet meant to make the audience uneasy before anything actually happened. Her daughter leaned forward slightly, more focused than she would admit. She watched more casually, following along without the same intensity. It felt like any other night. The dog shifted first. It was subtle enough that neither of them noticed right away. She had been near the coffee table, nudging her toy along the floor, when she suddenly backed away from it. The movement was slow at first, uncertain, as if something had caught her attention that she didn't understand yet. But she didn't stop. She kept backing up until she reached the edge of the couch, her posture tightening in a way that made both of them look down at the same time. Something wasn't right. Her ears were pulled back, her body stiff, not in the way it got during loud noises or storms, but in something more focused. Her attention wasn't scattered. It was fixed on a single point in front of her. A low sound started in her throat, barely audible at first, then deepened into a growl that didn't match her size. She reached for the remote and paused the movie. The room went quiet instantly, but the dog didn't relax. If anything, the stillness made her more alert. Her gaze shifted slightly, not just toward the television, but toward the area around it, as if whatever she was reacting to wasn't limited to the screen itself. They waited, expecting it to pass. It didn't. The growl continued, steady and low, and when her daughter leaned forward as if to move, the dog reacted immediately, the sound rising just enough to make it clear she didn't want anyone getting closer. That was new. Dogs bark at sounds. They react to movement. But this felt different, more controlled, like she was trying to warn them away from something instead of reacting to it. She muted the television, then turned it off completely. For a second, the barking stopped. The growling didn't. It stayed low and constant. The kind of sound that suggested the dog hadn't calmed down at all. She had just shifted into something quieter, something more focused. Her body remained tense, her attention still locked on the same space in front of her. Her daughter picked her up carefully, settling back onto the couch and trying to calm her. After a few minutes, the barking faded, leaving only that low, steady rumble beneath her breath. It was enough to make it seem manageable again, enough to let the moment stretch into something that could almost be dismissed. Almost. The room didn't feel the same. Nothing had changed, not in any way that could be pointed to, but something about the space felt slightly off, like a detail that didn't belong but couldn't be identified. After a while, her daughter asked if they should try turning the movie back on. It wasn't said out of confidence. It was said because not finishing it somehow felt worse, like leaving it there would turn the whole thing into something bigger than it needed to be. If they started again and nothing happened, then it would all collapse back into something simple. She hesitated, then agreed. The television flickered back to life. The movie resumed. The dog reacted instantly. She scrambled across the couch, barking harder than before, the sound sharp and insistent, but underneath it was that same deep growl, stronger now, more urgent. There was no buildup this time, no uncertainty. It was immediate, as though whatever had unsettled her before had never left at all. She shut it off again, faster this time. Then she reached for the player and hit eject without thinking. The disc slid out. It didn't matter. The barking stopped when the sound cut off, but the dog's focus shifted immediately, her head turning away from the television and toward the dining room. The growl followed, low and steady, her attention locked onto something that was no longer in front of them. If it had been the movie, turning it off should have ended it. If it had been the sound, the silence should have broken whatever pattern had started. But now the reaction had moved, redirected itself towards something else entirely. She stood up before she had fully decided to. The case sat on the dining room table where they had set it earlier. As she stepped toward it, the dog's reaction sharpened again. Not louder, but more focused, as if she had just confirmed exactly where her attention needed to be. That was enough. She picked it up, grabbed her keys, and headed for the door without explaining it further. Her daughter didn't argue. The boys barely understood what was happening as she told them she'd be right back, already moving before they could ask anything more. By the time she stepped outside, the night air felt sharper than it had earlier. She locked the door behind her, crossed the driveway, and got into the car, setting the case on the passenger seat as she started the engine. Then she pulled out of the driveway and drove straight back to the store without looking at it once. The drive to the store felt longer than it should have. She had made that trip dozens of times, enough that she didn't have to think about the turns or the lights or the stretch of road that always seemed darker than the rest. But that night, everything felt just slightly off, like her focus wasn't where it needed to be. Her attention kept drifting, not to the road, but to the case sitting on the passenger seat beside her. She didn't look at it, not directly. But she was aware of it in a way that made it difficult to ignore, as if simply having it in the car had changed something about the space around her. It was an unreasonable thought, one she would have dismissed under any other circumstances, but it stayed with her anyway, settling into the same place as the instinct she had ignored earlier. The roads were empty. The town had already started to shut down for the night, lights off in windows, parking lots sitting quiet, except for the occasional car passing through. By the time she pulled into the video store, there was only one other vehicle in the lot parked near the side of the building. She didn't hesitate. The engine stayed running as she stepped out, the night air cooler now than it had been when she left the house. She moved quickly, not because she was afraid of anything specific, but because the idea of standing still with the case still in her hand felt wrong in a way she couldn't explain. The return slot was mounted beside the door, a narrow opening with a metal flap that gave slightly when she pushed the case through. It disappeared inside with a dull, final sound that seemed louder than it should have been in the quiet. For a second, she stood there. Then she turned and walked back to the car without looking at the building. The drive home felt different. Not better, not worse, just clearer. The same roads, the same empty intersections, but without that steady pull of awareness sitting beside her. Whatever had unsettled her before had quieted enough that she could focus on something else, even if she wasn't ready to name what had changed. She didn't rush. She didn't linger. By the time she pulled back into the driveway, the house looked exactly the way she had left it. One light still on near the front, the rest of it dark and still. For a moment, she sat in the car, watching it, half expecting something to feel different before she even stepped inside. It didn't. That should have been reassuring. Instead, it felt like waiting. She turned off the engine, stepped out, and crossed the driveway, the sound of her footsteps louder than usual in the quiet. The door opened without resistance, the familiar creak of the hinge cutting through the stillness as she stepped inside and locked it behind her. The first thing she noticed was the silence, not the kind that comes from people sleeping or a house settling into the night, but something more complete. The sharp, restless energy that had filled the living room earlier was gone entirely, replaced by something steady and ordinary. Then she saw the dog. She was on the floor near the couch, her toy in front of her, chewing on it the way she always did when she had nothing else to focus on. Her body was relaxed, her posture loose, her attention completely unbothered by anything in the room. It was such a complete shift that it took a second to process. Just minutes earlier, she had been tense, focused, reacting to something neither of them could see. Now there was nothing in her behavior that suggested any of that had happened at all. Her daughter noticed her standing there and looked up. There was no urgency in her expression, no lingering concern. If anything, she looked confused by the question before it was even asked. The dog had calmed down almost immediately after she left, not all at once, but quickly enough that it didn't feel like something that had to fade out over time. The barking had stopped first, then the growling had softened, and within a few minutes, she had gone back to normal as if whatever had been bothering her had simply disappeared. Nothing else had happened, no sounds, no movement, no moments that stood out as unusual. It had just stopped. She moved further into the room, looking at the television, the empty space where the case had been sitting earlier, the hallway leading toward the rest of the house. Everything looked the same. Everything felt the same. That was the part that didn't make sense. If the reaction had been tied to the room, it should have stayed there. If it had been something environmental, something they had disturbed or triggered without realizing it, leaving the house shouldn't have changed anything. It should have been waiting when she came back. But it wasn't. The difference was immediate, unmistakable. Whatever had unsettled the dog hadn't stayed behind. It had gone with the movie. The thought settled in, slowly. Not all at once, but piece by piece, as she moved through the room and found nothing else out of place. The tension that had been there earlier was gone entirely, leaving behind only the memory of it, disconnected now from anything she could point to. Her daughter didn't push it, and there wasn't much to say, and neither of them seemed interested in forcing an explanation that didn't quite fit. The moment had passed, at least on the surface, and the house had returned to something that felt normal enough to accept. But it didn't sit right. Not completely. Because the more she thought about it, the more it became clear that the timing wasn't coincidence. The dog hadn't reacted to the room. She had reacted to something that had been brought into it. And the moment it was gone, so was whatever had caused it. The house stayed quiet for the rest of the night. Not the kind of quiet that makes you listen for something, but the kind that settles in naturally once everything has returned to where it belongs. The boys finished their movie without interruption, eventually drifting off to bed without ever realizing how abruptly the evening had shifted. Her daughter stayed in the living room a little longer, but whatever had unsettled her earlier didn't seem to linger the same way now. The tension had lifted too completely for that. The dog never reacted again. She moved through the room the way she always did, circling once before settling, picking up her toy, and dropping it again without hesitation. There was no trace of the rigid posture or the low, warning growl that had filled the space earlier. If anything, she seemed calmer than usual, as if whatever had caught her attention before had been resolved in a way neither of them could see. That should have been enough to leave it alone. Under normal circumstances, it would have been, but the way it had ended made that difficult. She stayed up longer than she meant to, not out of fear, but because her mind kept returning to the same point. It wasn't the reaction itself that stood out. Dogs bark. They react to things people don't notice. There are always explanations for that, even if they don't come right away. What didn't make sense was how quickly it had stopped. There had been no gradual shift, no slow return to normal. The moment the movie left the house, everything had changed. The barking had faded, the growling had softened, and within minutes, the dog had gone back to herself as if nothing had ever been wrong. That kind of change didn't leave much room for coincidence. It suggested something more direct, something that had been there and then wasn't. The thought settled in quietly, without forcing itself into anything more dramatic than it needed to be. She didn't try to build it into something bigger, didn't try to assign meaning to it beyond what she had already seen for herself. There was no clear explanation waiting behind it, no detail she could point to that would make it easier to understand. Just a sequence of events that didn't line up any other way. She checked the house once before going to bed, moving from room to room out of habit more than concern. Everything was as it should have been. Doors locked, lights off, the same familiar stillness in every space she stepped through. There was nothing left to suggest anything had been out of place. And yet the feeling stayed with her. Not strongly, not in a way that made her uneasy, but enough that it didn't disappear entirely once the night was over. It followed her into the next day in small ways, resurfacing when the house was quiet or when her mind drifted back to the way the dog had reacted. By morning, it had already started to settle into something more manageable. The routines of the day took over, replacing the stillness of the night with movement and noise and everything else that makes things easier to ignore. It became something that could be talked about without the same weight behind it, something that could be explained away if she chose to. But she didn't try to explain it, not completely. Because the more she thought about it, the more she came back to the same simple point. She had felt something was off the moment she picked that movie up. She had ignored it. And a few hours later, she had found herself standing in the middle of her living room, watching her dog react to something neither of them could see, something that didn't leave until she physically removed it from the house. Some things don't need an explanation to matter. Sometimes it's enough to recognize the moment when something doesn't feel right and trust that instinct before it has a chance to turn into something you can't explain later. Whatever had unsettled the dog that night had come and gone without leaving anything behind. At least, nothing that could be seen. But the absence of it didn't make the experience easier to dismiss, if anything. It made it harder. Because it left her with one question she couldn't answer, no matter how many times she went back over it. Not what it was, but whether taking it back had actually gotten rid of it. Or just made sure it wasn't there long enough to find out.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day. Only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.